of Movies with Gordon Hayden. Spin
103.8. It is now time to review Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, the new film from Tim Burton. Brian Lloyd joins me now. Brian, story-wise, what's going on?
Asa Butterfield plays this young child who lives in Florida with his parents, Kim Dickens and Chris O'Dowd, but he has much more of a stronger relationship with his grandfather, played by Terrence Stamp. It's kind of basically put up that Terrence Stamp's character has dementia, and he keeps talking about this house that he lived in Wales in the 40s, where there was a lot of peculiar children that had these strange, strange powers. And the grandfather has a tragic event. And in order to help Asa Butterfield, they set off to Wales. And it turns out when they reach Wales, it turns out that the house was real. And that what's happened is that these children have been living in a time loop for 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that Asa Butterfield is somehow connected to them all.
Okay, let's take a clip from Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Peculiars have been persecuted through the ages. Hence, we live in places like this. I'm a type of peculiar called an Imrine.
Yeah, you turn into a bird.
Well, I do, yes. But that's not very useful. An Imbrine's main skill is the manipulation of time. We choose a safe place, a safe day, and create a loop.
What do you mean?
Well, a loop preserves the last 24 hours. Reset the loop, and the day is yours to live in again. Reset it daily, and you can stay there forever. Entirely safe from the outside world. Every Imbrine commits herself to the creation and upkeep of a place like this. A home for peculiar children.
Now, Brian, the young adult novel adaptations, they have been coming thick and fast ever since the success of Harry Potter. But
yeah,
with all the success of those Harry Potter and Hunger Games films, you get a slew of knockoffs and wannabes that really fall by the wayside, like, say, Mortal Instruments. And then you've got Maze Runner and Divergent movies, and they just kind of feel a bit tepid. So with Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, if the studio gets this right, they could almost have this Harry Potter meets the Addams Family type of franchise.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually very interesting that you said Harry Potter, because what this film is, I mean, it is basically setting the table for the franchise. You know, that sort of way. It's really about the world building. It's really about, you know, where these people are and what their powers are and what they can do and why they're hiding out from the rest of the world and all the rest of it. Where the film's strengths are is in how visual it looks and how well realized it is, you know, that sort of way. Because, like, we have one character, Ella Purnell, and she's this, like, girl who basically floats. I mean, that's literally her thing, like, she floats. And she has to wear these big, huge lead boots to keep her held down. And it's really, like, the boots are really, really interestingly designed, and they're very, very Tim Burton-esque.
Mm.
And that's really cool. And the house that they live in as well looks really, like, again, like you say, really kind of Addams Family. All the costumes look really like a Burton film. And even the time loop thing that keeps them hidden away, there's a scene in it where it's shown how it's used. And it's really cool. Like, it's really, really visual. And it's a really kind of different take on it, if you know what I'm saying. It's really, really interesting.
I'm kind of, with everything that I'm hearing goes, like, Tim Burton seems like the perfect man for this gig.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect marriage of the material and his dark gothic sensibilities. I feel there's a but here, Brian. I don't know if this is going to be the flawless Burton movie we're hoping for.
No, God, I mean, no, geez, I don't even, like, I mean, there are plenty of flaws with this. There are plenty of flaws with it. Samuel L. Jackson is one, and I think he was really, really badly cast as the villain in this. Now, you know, he's wearing a lot of prosthetic makeup, and he has a lot of, like, CGI attached to him, and it almost feels like Samuel L. Jackson is letting that do the work for him, you know, that sort of way. He doesn't really have any kind of presence with it. Like I said, some of the dialogue is very, very flat, and the exposition gets a little bit boring. Asa Butterfield as well. I mean, look, I know he was good in Hugo, and I know he's been good in other stuff, but in this...
Now, from what I've seen of him, Brian, he looks like he's got the personality of a shovel.
Yeah, that's basically... He's no personality. He's no presence whatsoever. I mean, if I was watching, I was thinking that I could think of 10 different child actors who could have done this role better than him. But, you know, because he looks like a Burton character, he's got that, like, really kind of sheepish, timid look, and he's pale, and he's got the big blue eyes. That's Burton. That's Burton to a T. You know, that's he really does seem to choose these kind of characters. It's to its detriment, because I think with a better actor in his place, this could have been a much, much stronger film.
I've also heard as well, Brian, that things get very conveniently tied up. It's almost as if, oh, we're running out of time here. Okay, but that character will say this and this thing will happen, and that'll make things tie itself up nice and neatly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there is a bit towards the end. You're absolutely right. Yeah, there is too much of a neatness with it. But again, it's so very clear from the start when you're watching this, that this is setting it up for the sequel. You know,
right,
that kind of,
okay.
This is the world builder. So yeah, I mean, like, having a very kind of tied up, neat ending, I'm not surprised. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I walked out of it, I was thinking, right, I definitely want to know what happens next. And I think that's always a good sign for a film like this.
Well, let's get your scores out of 10 then, Brian, for Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
I'd probably go 7.5 out of 10. Like, it's a very strong film. Like, I mean, it looks gorgeous. It's very well realised. Okay. I think with some better casting choices, it would have been a better film. But as it is, it's pretty good.
All right, 7.5 out of 10 from Brian Lloyd. Thanks for that, Brian.
No worries.
We love movies with Gordon Hayden. Spin 103.8.